Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, New Vrindavan, 1969. Hearing the tape. Prabhupada visited New Vrindavan during the summer of 1969. Tosan Krishna and I took turns hitchhiking from Chapel Hill to see him. When I was dropped off at Route 250, I saw the ISKCON New Vrindavan sign pointing down the twisting, uneven dirt road, and I began the hike. A small mountain stream cut across, following the road through a shallow valley to the right. Prabhupada himself, at 73, had just weeks before walked the entire 2 miles to the farmhouse temple. As soon as I arrived, I was invited by Prabhupada's secretary into Prabhupada's room. I climbed the steep iron stairs and offered my obeisances. Prabhupada sat smiling and effulgent behind a metal trunk desk in an almost bare second floor room. Prabhupada's first words were, "Have you heard the tape?" "No," I said, and he turned on a tape recorder. Tambora vibrations and Madanga rhythms filled the room. Vishnujana was singing, his voice deep and resonant. He offered respects to Guru, Gauranga, and the eternal associates of Krishna in Goloka. Bandehan Sri Guru Sri Dutta Parakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cham. He had sung. Other devotees climbed the stairs and came in to listen. The atmosphere was thick and sweet, and I stood up and danced to the tape kirtan. My comment: Radha and Krishna reside in Prabhupada's pure heart. Everywhere Prabhupada went was transformed into a dham, a holy place of pilgrimage. Kali Yuga and Ghee. In 1969, New Vrindavan was impoverished. When it came time for my second initiation, the temple could only afford 2 pounds of butter to turn into ghee for the fire sacrifice. Half of that small amount spilled as the devotee carrying the ghee pot slipped on his way to the sacrificial arena. Prabhupada simply shook his head when he was handed the pot with its tiny amount of ghee. In Vedic times, he said, tons of ghee was spared for a single yajna. But now, just see. My comment: I remember wondering if the small amount of ghee was an inauspicious omen for my initiation into Brahminical life. But Prabhupada performed the yajna himself, despite the inconvenient and inappropriate amount of ghee, and that was all auspicious. Lessons on practicality. The day prior to the ceremony, I surrendered to helping the devotees rip down a house in Wheeling to get lumber for construction in New Vrindavan. I then spent the morning before the initiation searching for my beads. By the time the ceremony was about to begin, I was tired and I dozed while Prabhupada lectured. I was sitting directly in front of him and he spoke sharply to me. "You are inattentive. Surrender," this is my comment, "surrender must be tempered with practicality. And I should have rested sufficiently before the initiation ceremony. Dispassionate and intelligent searching for missing items is practical, but frantic and passionate searching only creates anxiety. I vowed from that day on not to waste time looking over and over again in the same place for missing beads or anything else. Experience has shown that if lost items are to reappear, they do so on their own, as my beads did when Krishna desires. If he is not disposed, frantic searching does not help." My Brahminical initiation test. Amid the kirtan and readings, Prabhupada called me to his side and softly intoned the Gayatri Mantra into my ear. Then he demonstrated how to count 10 mantras on my right hand. Now you do it. Unsure, tired, inattentive, and frightened, I started counting from 1 to 10 on the creases and tips of my right hand, praying that Krishna would guide me on the correct path from 1 to 10. And only by his mercy did I succeed. Time, place, and circumstance. Prabhupada was walking alone one morning on a dirt road. He suddenly turned and, carrying a loda, headed out into the fields. I had my camera with me, and I enthusiastically followed Prabhupada. I called out from behind, "Prabhupada, they asked me to take pictures for BTG." He turned and paused for a moment and said, "Yes, but not now." My comment. Few devotees at this time had been to India, and none had any experience of Indian village life. No one, therefore, knew the meaning of a man with a loda walking out alone into the fields. How many details about living a simple, ideal human life Prabhupada wanted to teach us. In order to do so, Prabhupada wanted to establish a Krishna-centered Vedic village at New Vrindavan. Prabhupada tolerated our ignorance just as an affectionate father tolerates the immature behavior of his children. The power of Krishna, the power of scientists. Each afternoon, Prabhupada sat on a hill under a persimmon tree. Resting his hands on a makeshift wooden table, he spoke casually to whoever gathered to hear him. One afternoon, he waved his hand dramatically across the lush green valley and spoke about the scientists' limitations. "The scientists can drop a bomb. Then all the leaves from these trees will be finished." He paused as the devotees watched his hand move again to span the valley. "But," he said, "they cannot bring the leaves back. Krishna is so wonderful," he continued, "with so much more power than any scientist. He can make all the trees leafless in winter and then bring back all the leaves in summer." My comment. We were satisfied just sitting with Prabhupada and hearing him speak simple Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.